is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin this hour in the Southeast Caribbean, where Hurricane Beryl is tearing through open waters as a monstrous Category 5 storm with 165-mile-an-hour winds. It's blamed for massive destruction on the island of Carriacou and at least four deaths in Grenada and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Correspondent Tom Hansen is in Jamaica.
Hurricane force impacts are expected here Wednesday.
I have seen a lot of hurricanes, but I am not too worried about this yet. But I think when it's closer, we will have a better idea.
One tourist from Illinois said he's enjoying time on the beach, but also ready to prepare if Hurricane Beryl strikes.
We're here. There's nothing we can really do. We're just going to batten down and ride it out.
Just as gas prices begin to inch up, the Biden administration is hoping to give drivers a break by selling retailers 42 million gallons from the Northeast Reserve. Senior energy advisor Amos Hochstein.
Gasoline prices are still higher than the president wants them to be, but he's going to continue to look at different options like what he's doing today to bring those prices down.
On the heels of the Supreme Court's ruling giving presidents immunity from prosecution for official acts while in office, the question is, what's next for former President Donald Trump's election interference case? CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
I will say, I think without fear of contradiction, understanding Judge Chutkan, who is prompt, who is precise, who is smart, and found that there was absolutely no immunity, that about 95% of this case, she is going to say, is ready for trial.
Newly released transcripts from 18 years ago reveal prosecutors knew about detailed accusations about the late Jeffrey Epstein and allegations of child sexual abuse. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
A detective on the case testified that victims were paid for sex acts and encouraged to recruit other underage girls, and told the younger, the better.
Firefighters in Alaska are trying to tame the flames of a wildfire near the entrance to Denali National Park. Spokesman Paul Oleg.
We currently have jumpers and crew working on the fire. They'll be working through the night. And then we have four interagency hotshot crews that are en route, as well as a complex incident management team that will be assisting with the fire throughout the week.
It's closed the park to visitors. Several passengers are in intensive care after an Air Europa flight from Spain to Uruguay hit severe turbulence and made an emergency landing in Brazil. Some suffered neck and skull fractures, others chest injuries. S&P futures down 25. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Beach conditions are hazardous today on Lake Michigan. A statement warns of dangerous waves and currents in Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee counties. Kenosha County Board Supervisor Brian Thomas has resigned from his 5th District seat. Applications to fill the vacancy are being accepted until July 22nd. Racine is opening a new waste drop-off center on 21st Street. The Pearl Street facility will now only handle yard waste with limited operating days. Funeral arrangements for Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave are pending. Governor Evers has ordered flags to be flown at half staff in his honor. Sturtevant and Paddock Lake will have their fireworks display tomorrow night. Most other communities will fire theirs off Thursday night. And Racine's 88th annual 4th of July parade is set for Thursday morning. The event features over 100 entries and a military flyover. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Brewers bow to the Rockies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Colorado Rockies have the worst record in the National League, but last night they beat the Brewers 8-7 in 10 innings. Things got weird in the fifth. Game tied 3-3. Joey Ortiz lays down a bunt and is safe at first, but called out for running outside the base path on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Bunt attempt by Ortiz. Tough play. Gomber missed him. They're going to say that Joey Ortiz is out of the running lane, and he's going to be out, and now Pat Murphy is going to come and argue this play.
Pat Murphy on getting ejected, even though the replay showed it was a bad call at first.
The first base umpire said that he went more than 3 feet away from the player. In my judgment, I felt like he didn't go more than 3 feet away. If there's any uncertainty, go ahead and ask the home plate umpire. He took offense to that.
After a tough loss to the Rockies, what's next? Joey Ortiz.
Go win some ball games. There's not much to it.
That's Brewers third baseman Joey Ortiz. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today and tonight. Then things will start to clear out a bit as we head into tomorrow. Today, mostly cloudy, rain and thunderstorms, 75 tonight. 69 tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer with a high near 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
WRJN. My baby does the hanky-panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
And timeless hits are back on WRJN, and I'm Cindy Huber. Good morning. What's good about it? Oh, we got rain. It's going to clear up today. 4th of July is going to be perfect. What a great day.
In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find.
just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you a town or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, the life we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy.
Preservation Hall, local news and timeless hits. Wrong.
got you to hold my hand. I got you to understand. I got you to walk with me.
JN, local news, timeless hits, Sonny and Cher. I always loved that song. They always wrapped up their TV show back in the 70s. They would wrap it up with that song. That was just always, always really cool. I hated it when they broke up. Then I liked it when they got friendly with each other. I thought that was cool when Cher did his funeral and had really good words to say. And most people didn't realize that they actually were on speaking terms at the end and back to being friends again. And then right before Sonny died. So I'm Cindy. And no, it's not Sonny, but we've still got the hits. The nice thing about today is we're not looking at the severe weather that Minneapolis is getting. Rerouting some of the planes this morning and delays if somebody's out there flying just because of the storms that are going through the middle Midwest. We're just going to see showers and storms, but nothing severe for us today.
The countdown is on for Racine's amazing 4th Fest celebration. It all starts on the 3rd with fun on Monument Square with food, games, music, and raffles from 6 to 9 p.m. Then the big event, the 88th annual 4th of July Parade, all along Main Street, steps off at 9 a.m. with sirens, bands, classic cars, floats, VIPs, clowns, and everything that screams independence. Racine family tradition for 88 years and one of the Midwest's largest parades. Come celebrate with WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and today's work money word is fiduciary. Well, fiduciary is a mega important term that you gotta know when it comes to getting professional financial advice. In the world of money, you want someone committed to the fiduciary standard because those folks are legally obligated to act in your best interest only. I mean, every other broker or advisor or banker who has not specifically committed to the fiduciary standard and told you that that's what they're doing, those folks don't have that obligation. They could be selling you products or encouraging you to invest in things or put your money in places that end up helping their wallet even more than yours. So simply put, anytime that you are hiring a financial advisor, ask them if they uphold the fiduciary standard. For me and mine, fiduciary advisors are the only ones I'm trusting my money to. That was your Work Money Minute. For more, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The celebration of Independence Day, the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776, has a rich history in Wisconsin, too. The holiday commemorates the freedom from British rule for 13 colonies. Is Wisconsin one of those original colonies? The answer coming up. Ringing cowbells and dancing. Residents in Watertown understood the importance of July 4th and held one of the earliest Independence Day celebrations in 1840. Captain Nicholas brought news of Independence Day when he docked at the end of Pearl Street in La Crosse and hosted a celebration in 1846. So now, does the 1776 Declaration of Independence from British rule include Wisconsin? No. Documents show Wisconsin was part of British territory, but so far to the west at that time, there's no impact. Wisconsin instead pushed forward to become a state in 1848. A slice of your 4th of July Wisconsin history. I'm Terry Barr.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
It's WRJN. You know who also does a great take on that song is Jackson Browne with Stay Load Out. Here's Sly and the Family Stone. I love this. Crank this up.
Sometimes I'm right, and I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Picture a banker, a drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. Yeah.
News, timeless hits. I can't get no satisfaction. The Stones, 80 years old, jumping up and down on stage, wearing jeans, looking hot at 80. At 80. I'm like something. And I barely got out of bed this morning. I was like, everything aches. Oh, it's rain. I can tell it's rain. And then actually, I was really, really happy when I showed up here wearing clothes today. Well, wearing not pajamas. With a big thermos full of hot coffee that I picked up in California. A new place out there called Buzz Coffee. You want to get buzzed? That was a sign. And I went in there and they had all this coffee. And I'm like, whoa. And yes, I do want to get buzzed, full of caffeine. So, I'm a little excited today. I just had some coffee. Anyway, we're checking in now with the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Close to 1.5 million people will drive somewhere in Wisconsin for the 4th of July holiday. The Department of Transportation predicts peak travel times late tomorrow and again late Sunday. Information about traffic, construction, and crashes are on the 511 Wisconsin app or online. 15,000 delegates and other guests descend on Milwaukee in less than 2 weeks. Allison Prangy leads the host committee. She tells WYSN-TV's Up Front she hopes convention-goers leave with a lasting impression.
It's a great city for your family. It's a great place to work. It's an easy place to get around. And we're excited for people to get a chance to experience that.
But not everyone's busy. The Pabst Theater Group tells the Recombobulation Area website that RNC bookings have been disappointing and a failure. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Beach time today could be tricky. A beach hazard statement has been issued for Lake Michigan beaches in Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee counties. It warns of life-threatening waves and dangerous currents through tonight. Waves of 2 to 5 feet are expected, creating hazardous swimming conditions due to high waves and onshore winds. Although rainy, authorities are urging people to stay out of the water and away from piers and breakwalls. A seat needs to be filled in Kenosha County. County Board Supervisor Brian Thomas resigned from his 5th District seat yesterday. A release from the county doesn't give a reason. Those wanting to fill the role and that live in the 5th District have until July 22nd to submit an application. The person picked will serve through the spring election next year. Racine's waste management system is undergoing changes. Starting today, there's a new drop-off center opening on 21st Street behind TJ Maxx. The facility will handle bulky household waste, appliances, and electronics. They will accept cards and Apple Pay, but not cash. The Pearl Street facility's role is being reduced to yard waste collection only, with limited operating days. Sturtevant starts the fourth fun. The Racine County community will launch their fireworks tomorrow night from Fireman's Park. Paddock Lake in Kenosha County also has bombs bursting in air tomorrow night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today and tonight. Then things will start to clear out a bit as we head into tomorrow. Today, mostly cloudy, rain and thunderstorms, 75 tonight, 69 tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer with a high near 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
Just can't be right, and I'm telling you, it's too late.
news and timeless hits. WRJN, Needles and Fins from the Searchers. As you're listening to this song, you know who else does a really good version of this tune? Tom Petty and Stevie Nicks. You better get a chance, search it out. It's just as good as the Searchers. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Something by the Beatles. George Harrison sang it and wrote it. Speculated it was about his first wife, Patty Boyd. But we really don't know. Some stuff I've read, yes, it is. Especially Patty has said that. And then some things, no, it wasn't. So anyway, here's Paul Simon. 50 ways to leave your lover, and yet he only lists about six. I don't get it. Must be that new math.
Problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Ooh, slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. She said, it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you'll begin to see the light. And then she kissed me, and I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee. New plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free.
Round, round, get around. I get around.
Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around.
I get around. I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. But if the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
I get around. around, get around,
I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round.
Gong. Not WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and the place that brings you the big deals, the big deals store, full of great savings on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services. I'll tell you how good big deals is. I go online to get something to eat. I really do. I was like, ooh, Lee Deli's is on here. And usually for 30% off, except when they have the really big deals, and we do that twice a week where it's 50% off. Check it out. Go on the big deals tab at WRJN.com and also listen for a big deal of the day twice a week to save 50% off on all kinds of food, services, and merchandise.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Revolutionize your office space with B&L Office Furniture, your trusted source for top-notch workspace solutions. Welcome back your productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional furniture, ergonomic chairs, stationary and height-adjustable desks, workstations, everything to create your ideal workspace. Whether it's new or refurbished, their dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff will ensure you find the perfect pieces to suit your style and budget. Your dream office awaits at B&L Office Furniture on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to be here this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local civic media radio station and the app.
Thank you.
It's WRJN. Brewers going to be at the Rockies this evening. 7:05 is a pregame show, and you can get it right here at 1400 AM. 98.1 Kenosha and 99.9 right here in Racine. We got Stuart J. Waddles in news. Mike Clemens with sports coming up next in WRJN.
Early in the evening, just about supper time, over by the courthouse.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Hurricane Beryl is barreling west through the Caribbean as a potentially catastrophic Category 5 storm, packing 165-mile-an-hour winds. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
This is unheard of. We have not had a storm this strong.